It's Friday, time for our documentary of the week from Tom Powers and Rafaela Nehausen, co-founders of the Doc NYC Festival and the Pure Nonfiction Podcast. Here's Rafaela with this week's pick.
For Labor Day, take a look at the documentary Brothers on the Line. It traces the rise of the United Auto Workers through the life of its most prominent leader, Walter Reuther, and his brothers, Roy and Victor. Walter, the oldest of the three, rose up from the Ford assembly line to become union president. He was fierce in standing up to power, here testifying to Congress in 1956.
This country is my country, too, you know.
Yes.
I am not a second-class citizen, and I don't intend to start acting like one.
At the peak of union power in the early 1960s, the Reuthers threw their support behind Martin Luther King Jr. Walter spoke at the March on Washington.
And we need to join together, to march together, and to work together until we bridge the moral gap between American democracy's noble promises and its ugly practices in the field of civil rights.
The filmmaker is Sasha Reuther, the grandnephew of Walter. He doesn't shy away from controversy. Walter's daughter Linda recalls how her father broke with progressives over the Vietnam War.
Daddy had given a speech, and we were all riding in the car together. And he turned to my mother and said, "Do you think they're still listening to me?" And that was like, he doesn't question himself, does he? That was like the most vulnerable that I have ever heard him be.
This weekend is a fitting time to revisit the history of how union power was won and lost. Brothers on the Line is available on DVD and video on demand. For more information, visit wnyc.org/docs.